And we are back on the morning show, 8:42 on January the 20th. I'm Marcia Maycumber, your host here till 10 o'clock this morning. And we have Susan Kirsch with us, returning again, founder and CEO of Catalyst for Local Control. Susan, good morning. Good to have you back.
Good morning. I'm happy to be back. It's Happy New Year. Right? It seems like the year's gone on a long time already.
But that's right. Happy New Year. Happy MLK Day.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'd really like to start out, too, just saying, like, how odd it is and how appropriate we pay attention to the fact that today is both honoring Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and his place in history. And I love that the two words that it boils down to is civil rights, and that word civil, that yep. he is so respected for how he both created opportunity and hopefulness and integrity for people who were barred from the system in participating, but that these were civil rights that he engaged in a civil way.
Yeah,
and
sure did.
Coupled with that is that we've got the inauguration, and that we have, you know, it's more like this is feeling like billionaire rights, and we're seeing the billionaires and the oligarchs gather around a convicted felon as our new president. And so just holding that contrast between the civil rights and billionaire rights is chilling, I think, and worthy of our attention. And it is no time to crawl back into bed and put the covers over our heads, because it is such an important time in history that we've got such a bold statement of the contrast between where we've been, where we might be going.
Isn't that the truth? The contrast is about as high as it gets.
About as high as it gets. And it's so relevant to what we see going on around these conversations about housing and local control and that chance to maintain democracy at that very fundamental level of who do you elect to represent you in your community. And it reminds me, like, two things kind of I want to branch off on. One is to talk about the LA fires just a bit, but the other thing is to say, like, I love clipping headlines and keeping headlines. So I have one here from the Marin Independent Journal. This is the headline from January 1st. And the headline is, "Builders' Donations Fight Regulations. Developers Who Make Millions from Program Lobby Legislators." And a part of what they lobby for to keep making their billions and to curtail regulations that would protect us from fires are some of those factors of fire safety and prohibiting building in high fire risk or flood risk areas and getting legislators to vote against those measures that would give all of us protection.
Right.
And then the second headline that I've clipped is one called "The Architects of LA's Wildfire Devastation." And the subtitle for this is "Developers and Real Estate Interests Crushed Efforts to Limit Development in High Wildfire Risk Areas, Including LA Neighborhoods Now in Ashes." And if we look at the magnitude of damage that this billionaire club, which we now can see is going to be operating stronger than ever, like, I jotted down here just that the that there have been over 15,000 homes lost, like 15,000 homes, and especially this is the Palisades and the Eaton fires, over 37,000 acres that have burned. I mean, we know largely due to the high winds, which are predicted to be coming back today. So that's really frightening. But part of that is the ways in which cities pushed by the state have been compelled to build in areas that are tinder kegs for kind of high density embers being able to fly easily from one place to another. So it's really quite astonishing.
Right.
And I think what we have to be worried about is that Governor Newsom came out saying he would waive the environmental protection so that developers could start building back more quickly. So how do we make sense of that?
Right.
If we're looking at civility and civility being linked to safety, both physical safety or emotional safety or psychological safety, and what is considered, you know, smart business practices if you're part of the billionaire club that is coming into, you know, I'm working on an article that I hope will keep moving along, just taking note of the Manifest Destiny Act or a doctrine that was popular in the 1840s. So it was about the time when, you know, a little broader generalization than is probably true, but mostly white male Christian capitalists had in mind that they should just take the whole the settlements to the whole West Coast as their right to do that, because they would have knowledge of the highest and best use. And the Native Americans, you know, like, they didn't really have much of a voice. Who cares? They weren't really using the land to the way it could have been used to its highest good. So we had a Louisiana Purchase and all kinds of provisions made and treaties written that were never kept that enabled Western expansion to move forward. So in some ways, I think what we're witnessing is a new manifest destiny, maybe a few women involved, but still mostly white, Anglo-Christian men having their eyes not just on Western expansion to the end of the U.S. continent, but also then globally, as in Trump talks about Greenland or retaking the Panama Canal or maybe Canada. And then with his colleagues like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos, spatially as well, and looking at space frontier with their spaceships that they're sending up being another part of what could be, you know, our new exploration. So it's just a very curious time, I think, to look at how do we, like, I feel like we're little grains of sand on the beach. Like, we're so tiny in the magnitude of billions of dollars or the power that's being accumulated. And the only thing I can think of is it goes back to those basic things, you know, of very basic of still show up like that. Don't go back to bed. Show up. Study so that you can tell the truth about what is going on. And we're even more endangered for that, where, you know, there's no longer fact checking that has to happen for,
right,
you know, for Facebook. And so we're not, others aren't going to be doing our fact checking for us, and our own capacity to find facts is going to be more difficult, which means then also teaming together and networking and supporting each other is going to be really important. And that we carve out activities out of scope that we can manage. So,
yes,
Catalyst will be looking again at bills and writing and networking and Catalyst calls and town halls and lobbying as our primary activities for 2025.
Yeah. There is an awful lot going on, and there's a lot going to change in the next 24 hours, frankly. You know, and it's almost completely overwhelming. But I think you hit the nail on the head about it being kind of a shift in manifest destiny. We don't know exactly where it's going to end up, but we can feel it taking place.
I think what frightens us is that manifest destiny, as it played out in the 1840s, you know, was the elimination of respect or civil treatment or keeping treaties with the Native Americans. So, like, now we still go to conferences sometimes and we honor the fact that this was originally, you know, their land.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are the ones who live with high mortality rates and low birth rates and illnesses and deaths and suicides and all of that. So they live with that. And I think, too, more currently, we can look at the way in which the Palestinians were forced to live in Gaza, and that as another occupied area governed, you know, just with a heavy hand on movement and rights and liberties. And so with those two examples of how people are treated when there is manifest destiny operating as a cultural belief and value. You know, again, just to watch and be mindful and take action where we can, and maybe as much as anything, practice kindness and as much as we can.
Yeah. And it can be quite challenging.
Yes.
There was something you just said that I was going to comment on, but it's gone out of my head. Darn it.
Maybe it'll come back.
Maybe it will come back to my head. You know, I was thinking about some of the changes that have already taken place to housing in the past few years, and you've been on the show the past few years to discuss those changes. Of course, as you know, I am seeing them right next door to where I live. And the comments that I hear from neighbors and friends, not just of the development next door to me, but of other recently built developments, it's, you know, it may be small, but it's the details that throw people off. And when I say details, I'm referring to the fact that setbacks have been almost completely eliminated. Having any kind of front, back, or side yards almost completely gone.
4 feet is the only requirement.
Right.
You just need 4 feet.
Right. So it's just, when you look at it, it's kind of crazy because we've been used to a different visual landscape, you know, literally and figuratively. And what our eye is anticipating to see has drastically changed in a relatively short amount of time. And so we're kind of left wondering, well, how much more? What else is going to change? I thought of you, Susan, when I was looking at the sad result of the people trying to escape the Palisades fire and all of those burned out cars that had been literally kind of bulldozed through because they had no means of escape. Too many cars on too little road at the same time. And we were just discussing the same issue with Fred. Our whole transportation method and structural system needs to change so dramatically for what's coming. And you know, and I'm wondering, you know, are you seeing the same thing out there with little details like, you know, parking and the lack thereof, you know, and the lack of the requirement for anything green surrounding homes anymore?
You're hitting big issues that are coming up everywhere of people seeing monstrous buildings being built next door. Yeah. And contrast that with the fact that people's dream is still more often to have a single little family house of their own, that longing to have a place where you know you can predict what's going to happen there is still really strong. And we know that cars, transportation, are still an essential way for people to get around. And the work that could be done making cars smaller or more shared cars, or there's some things that could be happening that would address the idea of roads, even on a good, like, Monday morning, the streets still being clogged with, you know, with the construction workers or the nannies or the gardeners or the people who are coming and parking, making what had been open roadways now already congested just on a regular day. And then to think of people trying to escape from an emergency like a fire or flooding.
Yeah.
Just putting everybody in danger.
Yeah. It's pretty tough.
It's pretty tough. It's...
So we've just got a couple of minutes left. I know you're having a Catalyst call today at 5 o'clock, right?
Yes, every Monday.
Every Monday, 5 p.m. If you haven't registered, listeners, before, you need to register the first time to get the link to join in. But it's a way to connect with people across the state who want to be involved and more informed about legislative changes and things that, you know, may be impacting them, their family, their friends, up and down the state.
I could just mention two things. Last Monday night, our special guests were Jeff and Maria Calban, who are leaders, strong neighborhood leaders in Los Angeles. So they gave us the, you know, from the front line report on what was happening with the Los Angeles fires. So that's now on our website. So people, if you want to hear the interview with them, that's available. The other thing I want to mention again, too, with fire being so much of what we've talked about today, is that, you know, your own, you know, local resident, Carolyn Scott, has created the movie called, the documentary about the Sonoma fire.
Yep.
Small is Beautiful. And that, too, is on our website. Maybe under the activities list,
okay.
You know, if you Google her, but both, you know, both ways in which we're trying to keep Catalyst attendees informed of very current kinds of right. things going on.
Yeah, it's all important stuff. And the website is catalystca.org. Or if that's too much, you can just Google Susan Kirsch and you'll pop up in your websites and Catalyst for Local Control will also pop up and get yourself registered before 5 o'clock to get the special link. And then you're all set for future Mondays for those meetings. And I expect next month we'll hear more about upcoming legislative projects and all that kind of stuff.
So much to talk about.
There
yes.
you go.
Thank you.
Susan Kirsch, everybody. Thank you,
bye.
Susan. Have a great week. Thanks. Bye-bye.